Spark Meditation by the Spark of Humanity Network.
As we prepare to enter a time of guided meditation, you might want to wiggle your feet and get them flat on the floor if you have a floor available, or just get in touch with them and the energy that's in them, and let them move freely. Be aware of your breath. In the back of your neck. Top of your scalp, and the whole sheath of energy that flows from above the top of your scalp down over your whole physical being. Let your breath massage that from the inside. And let it gently pulse, move, stretch, and ripple. Within that space, all is you, all is safe, all is becoming, is learning to become. And when you're ready, invite your awareness to your spark of humanity. Some also think of it as a spark of Christ, that dynamic that draws us towards trueness and the fullness of life. The language doesn't matter. What is true is that you have one. Somewhere within that unique energy system that is you lodges or floats or dances the spark of humanity. You can invite your awareness to come to that spark and to rest with it. Rest on it, rest under it, rest around it, however the two of them want to be together. Your awareness and your spark. Becoming acquainted, developing a sense of relationship, learning to trust each other. When you are ready, when your spark is ready, you might, through your spark, reach out to the spark of someone else in the room. If there is someone else in the room. Otherwise, someone else that comes to mind. And see how that feels. And see how your spark feels. That is connecting with and affirming the spark in these others. And then when you feel ready, you might invite your spark to expand and connect with and affirm all the sparks in the room with you, or in the building with you, or some group which you have in mind. Gently, gently, gently. It's curiosity, it's exploration, it's simple exercise to begin learning how to become a part of this process. Always through your spark, not through your head. Letting your spark reach out to and connect with and affirm the sparks in others. And you might let come to mind some people who, or one person that you are worried about or concerned about. Someone whose spark you feel might need a little strengthening, want a little reinforcement, get a little support. And through your spark, you can reach out to and connect with and affirm their spark. I'm going to offer a chance to go further, and you don't need to take it. You can just stay where you are with people you care about or are concerned about and connect with them. Have your spark connect with them and see how that feels for your spark. And it's okay to remain there because there are plenty of people that can benefit. If you want to try expanding a bit, going a little further, you might let come to mind someone you dread or don't like or are scared of or who automatically want to demonize. someone who has the capacity to impact your life and the lives of those you care about negatively? And knowing that that person or those persons also have sparks of humanity. Through your spark, you can reach out and affirm and connect with the spark in that other person or those other persons. Noting if you have any resistance. Just being aware of it. Reaching out in the assurance that there is a spark of humanity within that person. Within those people. And if you've been paying attention to your spark during this process, you may have noticed that it is feeling stronger and more concrete. And more sure of itself. And you can understand as you reach out to these people that make you uncomfortable or scared, reaching out to their sparks, that their sparks being strengthened changes things. Subtly, perhaps slowly, and irresistibly. At this level, there is no defense against a spark reaching out to another spark. That is sufficient to keep the other spark from connecting. All the defenses and distortions and bafflement that you may have noted in your own system and might be sensing in the system of this other person or people, all of that is not effective, not existent, not relevant on the level on which the sparks operate and connect. Unless it is within ourselves. We'll get to that later, much later. So if you're interested in going further, you might see whether you sense any sparks in other dimensions or other places within the galaxy. That your spark wants to reach out to. This may feel lighter. You might gently explore, knowing that at any time you can come back to this work. It's always available. Ready, return your awareness, bring your spark awareness home to your own system. The energy bubble around your physical body. Your spark may want to return to a place where it wasn't before, that's fine. The spark is smarter than we are. And when it's ready to settle in, your awareness can wish it farewell and express its gratitude, however seems right, and return to your physical body, to your forearms and your knees, and the whole length of you from below the soles of your feet up above the top of your hair, your ears and little fingers and little toes, back in your body. And when you're ready, you can let your eyes drift open and return to conventional reality.
For more information, please visit us at sparkofhumanity.net. Thank you.